Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What a treat to talk to Henrik Lundqvist before. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. And I know they were on for a good cause, bring awareness to the disease that Hank has, the rare disease there. But boy, you love to get him in studio one day and just talk it up and go over all those tough, hard-fought series and his legacy. You know, it's fair to call him New York sports royalty even without a ring. That's how great, to your point before about Ewing, those guys are New York sports royalty. They were so great as individuals and did have team success, just not the ultimate team success. That is, like you said, the Mount Rushmore of guys, certainly without a championship. But even if you factor in the championships, he's still on a short list of greatest athletes that we've seen in this town.
He was so good, my God. I mean, he probably just brought, not probably, he brought them places they really didn't deserve to be in a lot of ways. Because then when they ran up a team that was just built differently, they couldn't win. I mean, in a lot of ways, Patrick did that too. I mean, that's why I always looked at Pat and Lundqvist, very similar terms, where they were just undeniably among the best at their trade, and they were victims of timing. The rosters weren't built the right way, and they just came up a little short. But that doesn't change how we perceive them.
And the Rangers have had the fortune, and we'll get back to the baseball calls here in just a second, 888-808-1019. But the Rangers have had the great fortune of basically going from Richter to Lundqvist to Shesterkin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's three powerhouse goaltenders for a long time.
It's like Colts
time.
Quarterbacks almost, if you think about
that.
I know, it really is amazing. And so Richter... Let me see. And then before Richter, right after...
Beezer before Richter.
And then before that, I think it may have been Eddie Mio, and that's where the Lindy's kind of stops you. I don't think Eddie was anything special.
Van Beesbrick was the first
Beezer
guy that I remember, the Beezer.
Yeah.
And then into Richter. Richter retired. I'm just trying to pull this up here. Richter retired 2002-03. Or that was his last season, and then Lundqvist began 2005-06 was his rookie season. So basically a transition, and then obviously right from Hank into Shesterkin.
Well, think about this, Sal, before we get back to the Met calls. I mean, think about now you throw Brodeur in there, then you throw in Billy Smith in there, four Stanley Cups for the Isles. Yep. I mean, we've had some hockey royalty in the pipes here, no doubt.
Jimmy in North Helidon wants to talk about Hank. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
It's funny you say that, because Van Beesbrook, when he got traded or signed with the Devils, everybody wanted the Devils to win, so Van Beesbrick could win a Stanley Cup, even as a backup. You know what I mean? Mm. But anyway, I'm a Devils fan. I watched Richter play many. I mean, I'm sorry, Lundqvist play many times. Yeah. So nothing new to me. One day I'm in the city, I'm at a stop sign, I look over, and see Henry Lundqvist picking up his daughter from school, and I'm like, Henry. Right? And he's like, hey, I talked to him a little bit. I wanted to get out and talk to him, but I was like, he's gonna beat me up. I get out. He's with his daughter. I don't want to bother him. You know? But it was like weird. And when I seen him in person, I thought I'd seen Tom Cruise. You know, I started calling everybody. Like,
Tom Cruise.
Well, I mean, he is a good-looking individual, so I can understand that aspect of it.
I'm pretty good-looking, too, but you know what I mean. No, I'm kidding. But, it was just, I'm a diehard hockey fan. I love all the sports in this area. But my Devils are my number one team. You know? But it was great seeing Henrik, and I was so happy to hear him on the radio right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and thank you for listening. We appreciate that, Jimmy. Thank you for the call. Oh, look, Hoff's like, hey, we have a chance to get Lundqvist. We do it.
It's no-brainer.
No-brainer with that. It's always, and then we don't talk a ton of hockey, but Henrik Lundqvist, we talked to him for an hour if we could get him in studio here. Hoff, Jimmy said, I don't know if you heard that, Jimmy said that he, in fact, was good-looking. Would you want to use your hall pass maybe on that potentially?
I think I'm done with the hall pass conversation.
There was a little issue last night.
Really?
Apparently
hot. No.
Water. Some hot water. And then
no, come on. Wait, hold on. Wait. What happened?
Oh, nothing.
So you know. Sal, what happened? She heard the conversation? She got mad at him?
I don't know.
Come on.
BT and Sal, the fan. I think some things we got to, be careful what we say sometimes.
We got to watch who we pull into the conversation.
Hoff was pretty emboldened yesterday with that hall pass, and maybe now rethinking things.
I think the hall pass has been ripped to shreds.
Yeah. From the whole pass back to detention.
Ray is calling from Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Ray? Ray?
What's up, Ray?
Okay. Right. Anthony's calling from Mineola. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show as always.
Thank you.
I understand where you guys are coming from with the whole school ball thing for the Mets, but me personally, I don't want to empty the clip for school ball. I was going to give you guys five names, and then I wanted you guys to tell me if you think this would be a successful offseason.
Go ahead.
If they signed Suarez from the Padres
to take
over the closer position, right? They signed Bellinger.
Yep.
And they signed Brandon Woodruff.
Go ahead.
Okay, so right there we're not talking about a lot of money, if we're being honest, right?
Probably more than you think, but certainly Cohen could absorb it. Yeah.
Right. So, and then because the Mets have a problem. They have a lot of kids that do the same thing. Even in the minors, the kid Jet Williams, he's a lot like Luis Angel Acuna. So
I hope he's better than that.
Yeah, well, I agree. Okay. But my thing is, why not go make a trade with the Royals, go get Pascatino, and go get Cole Reagans, and then now look at your starting rotation. You got Cole Reagans, you got Woodruff, and then, of course, you got to have Peterson, Senga, whatever. I'm not saying this is a World Series team. But then it comes back to my last point. Then you go to Pete and you say, hey, Pete, here's the thing. We think you're not a first baseman anymore. So we're going to give you 5 years, 150, and you're going to DH. And now look at the lineup and then look at the starting
pitching. But Anthony, I you lost me when you said you're not interested in school ball. That doesn't make any sense.
No. No, I'm not saying I'm not interested in school ball. I would love school ball. I just know what it's going to take to get school ball.
What? Okay, what's it going to take?
Okay, so if you don't think it's going to take Sproat, Jonah Tong.
Who cares? Who cares, Sproat Tong? See ya. What else? What else you want?
You keep going.
Wait, Mauricio, see ya.
Take him.
Right. I get what you guys are saying.
You want Cole Reagans instead of, no, I'm not sure you do, Ann. Why would you want Cole Reagans or Brandon Woodruff when you could get the best?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pitcher in the sport.
Okay. But Sal, I'm going off of what you said. You could fix pitching easily, like you just said. So why not use my chips to go get a guy to replace Pete at first, who's a pretty decent first baseman? You should
he's
go
awful.
Look at his numbers.
Pasquatino, he's a horrendous defensive first baseman. He's basically Pete.
But go look at his numbers.
I don't have to. I already have. I know. He's a bad defensive first baseman.
And Pete's not great.
I know.
He's not great defensively.
But you want to upgrade. You don't want to go laterally. Otherwise, just keep Pete there.
But then you are upgrading because I just told you, Pete's going to DH. Look at the lineup.
Yeah.
We understand what you're... Yes, we understand what you're trying to do. I think you need to think a little bit bigger.
Yes.
And thank you for the call.
That you nailed it.
Yeah.
Vinny Pasquantino, I mean, he's fine.
Yeah.
That's not... I don't think that's the answer.
No. If you're... Now, I agree with moving Alonso to DH. We're in alignment with that. 5 years, 150, have him be the DH. Now, I don't need a power-hitting first baseman. Mm. I need a good defensive first baseman that is preferably left-handed to complement Pete Alonso a little bit. As far as the rotation goes, maybe they can't get Skubal. Only in that circumstance, if the Tigers make him available, the Mets need to get him. Period. End of story. If the Tigers don't make him available, now you have to go to Plan B. And that, to me, would not include trying to come up with some B-level trade for Reagans. I'm not dismissing Reagans, but you could go get Joe Ryan from Minnesota. You could sign Ranger Suarez. You could look into some of the other top starters via trade or
Michael
via free agency.
King.
Yeah, I don't love King myself. I don't know. I worry about injury.
Really?
Yeah, injury with him.
I like King.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I think that's kind of a middle-of-the-pack investment. I need to go all in. I could find middle-of-the-pack guys. I need to go all in for the no doubt about it, top high-end guys. But why would you just say, well, I don't want to give up what it takes to get Skubal? What? You're worried about giving up Sproat or Tong for Tarek Skubal?
I mean, to me, when you talk about Skubal, the only one, and I think you and I are different on this. The only name that I could see anybody having any hesitation would be McLean.
He's untouchable at this point.
Like, so the Skubal McLean thing to me is that's at least a dialogue that we can have that makes sense to me. And this is not to say the Tong or Sproat aren't going to be good or can't be good or didn't show flashes of being interesting here and there last year when they were thrust into a position they really weren't ready to be thrust into based on the circumstances. But there's no way you're holding on to those guys for Skubal, even for a rental.
If you asked to do this trade a year ago, Sproat would have been the one that most people were probably like, oh, I don't know, I'm not going to give up Sproat. And now it's McLean because we saw what he could do. It just shows you how nobody knows anything about these prospects, whether it's the Yankees, the Mets. Nobody has any kind of idea. Now at least we've seen Cam Schlittler. Nobody was talking about Cam Schlittler before what he did this year.
No.
And Nolan McLean, we've seen those guys have success at very high levels in a playoff race for the Mets, Schlittler in the postseason. Once you establish that, young top-end pitching that is under team control for years is the most valuable asset in the sport. I'm not giving that up, but I would give up Sproat and Tong for Tarek Skubal. End of story. I give up more than that. Again, Mauricio, whatever you want. I don't know. Skubal's as dominant as a pitcher as there is in the game and as a known commodity as there is. How would you not want him?
You would. See, I don't look at the Mets prospects. I mean, they're not prospects because they already came up and they played a little bit here, but I'm going to throw them in that loosely described prospect pool. I don't love Mauricio. Vientos, he can hit, and that's about it. Can't run, can't field. I like Beatty, but I don't love him. But I do like him. Like Acuna, all right, whatever. I mean, the guys that have to have the appeal are the guys we haven't yet seen. Because, you know, I see Mauricio waving at curveballs and changeups and missing them by 2 feet. Like, I don't see a polished hitter that's going to be a surefire thing. I just don't.
Well, none of them are surefire things.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you
I'm
give
saying
them,
literally no. There is no Lombard, Spencer Jones.
I don't think that those players are appealing to the Tigers. Because if I'm the Tigers and I'm scouting out the Mauricios and the Vientoses and the Beatties, like, they're not doing anything for me. Like, they have to love
Jet.
Because I don't think they're that good. You're not getting. So if I'm thinking from the Tigers' perspective, I don't want. What the hell do I want Mauricio? He can't run.
And well, there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah, I don't love Mauricio myself. Okay. I'm not a huge fan. I do like Beatty. I do. I think he's pretty interesting. But like Acuna, I'm not saying that they don't have like back of the roster value. I'm not saying they don't pinch run or good, you know, maybe.
I mean, Acuna could be a serviceable big leaguer. And by the way,
I'm not saying that they can't, but for Schoolbull, it's got to be, you know, it's not serviceable.
Well, who do they
like,
want?
Well, I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm saying is all the prospects are in the same boat.
No, I don't think that they are because for me, the guys that we've already seen have deficiencies that worry me if I'm the Tigers. Whereas,
well,
so you
Brett
better
Beatty
hope
was,
that
2 years ago Brett Beatty showed those deficiencies, and now he's a player.
I know, but the deficiencies for Beatty were that he wasn't hitting big league pitching. Whereas the deficiencies for me for Vientos is that he's slow and he's not a good fielder.
Well, Vientos,
I don't think that changes.
Yeah, Vientos is not. He's not a guy that I would think would be in that trade.
I agree.
About the
where
top
last year he was.
Well, who are all unknown.
I know. But what I'm saying is that you better hope that the Tigers love the guys we haven't seen yet. Because I don't think that there's, of the players that we have seen, that's why I keep mentioning Vientos and Beatty and Mauricio and Acuna, that's not getting anything in terms of moving the needle to get Schoolbull. There's no way that's getting it done. Why do the Tigers want those guys?
I could see Mauricio potentially be, but why would they want anybody?
I don't know that they would. What I'm saying is that there's generally more intrigue with the unknown.
Why would anybody want Jason Dominguez?
Well, I don't know that they would. I'm not talking about that. I don't know.
But that's you want them because of the potential
that
they have.
Yes.
For a team that is looking to get rid of a player because they can't afford him, they're going to want young players. Who's to say that Brandon Sproat's any good or Jonah Tong? But the potential of those guys, you're not just going based off of what they've done. You know, Vientos a different story. He's been in the big leagues for a couple of years. You know what he could do. And he had no value then.
But again, think about this last year. Now, if Schoolbull's going to be dealt last offseason, think about what Vientos did in the postseason. Now, Vientos would have been much more appealing this year. Oh, by the way, I'm with you conceptually about the prospects. I'm not even, forget about the Yankees or the Mets. I'm just saying in general, to me, it's more appealing. Like, once a guy gets to the major leagues and their flaws are identifiable, which I believe I've already, not that they can't be serviceable, but I've seen flaws in Mauricio, in everyone that we've already seen, whereas the other guys down in the minors who I have not seen yet, you have to hope, again, just my opinion, that they're appealing to the Tigers. Now, talent evaluation subjective. They might like Mauricio more than me. I don't necessarily think that they will, but it's the guys who haven't popped yet. Like, we don't know what they're not good at, is what I'm saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.